listen as we go along. Come on, come in here a little bit, Chris. Luke chapter 19, staying on the biblical track here, as Jesus came down that road on Palm Sunday, as I said, the people were shouting out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And they were quoting a messianic verse. They were saying, "You're the Savior, Hosanna," which means save now. Really what they wanted, ideally, was freedom from Roman oppression. That's what they were wanting. They wanted Jesus to go into the Antonio Fortress, clean house, and establish his kingdom right then and there. But rather, Jesus came in the first time as a humble king. He came riding on a donkey into the city. And some of the people, I believe that at the end of the week, although they were shouting out Hosanna, when he did not fulfill the messianic description that they desired, they said, "Crucify him." But here in Luke chapter 19, as Jesus was making his way down to the city, here's what it says. As he drew near, he saw the city and he wept over it. And he said, "If you had known, even especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they're hidden from your eyes, the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, close you in on every side, and level you and your children within to the ground. And they will not leave one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation." That's a sad thing. Jesus said, I was, in essence, I was coming to you. I was coming by. John's gospel tells us he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. And just imagine the emotion, the heart of Jesus, which I believe is a revelation of God's heart for people even today, that he wept over them. He saw that they weren't going to receive. He saw that although he had provided or was going to provide everything that they needed, that they wouldn't respond. And I wonder if the heart of God weeps today over people who reject what he has provided through his son, because Jesus reveals the heart of God. But it was here that he looked over the city like we're doing right now, and his heart broke over it. He had a heart for the people. And he had a heart for the lost sheep of the house of Israel and a heart for humanity. But his journey had to continue, and he had to make his way into Jerusalem, where eventually he would be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. But he wept over the city. But before that, we know the Bible tells us, and we'll see it in a moment, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he made an important decision to do the will of God. To do the will of God. And as Jesus weeps over the city, may God give us a heart that weeps over people. Broken hearts for people who need the Lord. We'd have the heart of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, give us